January 17th, 2023. Halfcast 398, episode 398. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? Police arrest failed candidate and shootings at Democrats. Get the gat, get the gat, get the gat. That's how we doing it now. It's on site for the opposing party. Lately, politics has been nothing but a bunch of sore losers. And the way someone behaves after they lose an election should tell you that they weren't fit for the position they were running for in the first place. A 39-year-old felon who overwhelmingly lost a bid for the New Mexico State House as a Republican paid for four men to shoot at Democratic lawmakers' homes in recent months, including one house where a 10-year-old girl was asleep, police said. The good people of New Mexico knew exactly what they were doing when they didn't vote for this guy. He's a criminal, but not a criminal like all the other politicians. They just want to rob you. This guy is okay with murder. The case against Solomon Pena, who had posted photos of himself online with Donald Trump campaign material. Trump has a special following, doesn't he? I mean, special, like bless their heart special. Is one of dozens across the United States where people have threatened and in some cases attempted to carry out violence against members of Congress, school board members, and other election officials. In Kansas, a trial began this week for a man who prosecutors say threatened to kill a congressman. If you bumped into me on the streets and told me this happened, I would not believe you. I would say this was an episode of House of Cards. With the sensible people that followed Trump came along a bunch of mindless drones, and it just snowballed into some sort of cult worship that nobody saw coming. Officials accused Pena of paying $500 to four men to shoot at the homes of Democratic lawmakers. He went along for the final drive-by, his gun jamming as bullets ripped into the bedroom of the girl, police said. The criminal complaint against the self-proclaimed MAGA King. Self-proclaimed is very accurate because he lost by such a wide margin. I don't even think anyone knew he was running. Describes how anger over his landslide defeat in November led to attacks at the homes of four Democratic lawmakers in New Mexico's largest city. A SWAT team arrested him Monday afternoon, police said. Instead of wasting that $500 on a botched hit attempt, you could have went to Office Depot and pressed up some flyers. Ran a few Twitter ads. Pena spent 9 years behind bars after his arrest in April 2007 for stealing electronics and other goods from several retail stores as part of what authorities describe as a burglary crew, a gang. He was released from prison in March 2016 and had his voting rights restored after completing 5 years probation in April 2021, corrections officials said. What you gonna do when you get out of jail? I'm gonna run for office. This is exactly what happens when you let someone with no military background, no background in diplomacy, intelligence, or tactics get in the driver's seat. Now you got everybody believing that they can do it too. I want one too. I want one too. Me too. Me too. Pena ran unsuccessfully. Unsuccessfully is a very modest term. In November against incumbent state rep Miguel P. Garcia, the longtime Democrat representing House District 14 in the South Valley, Pena got 26% of the vote. Pena, whose criminal past came up during the campaign, repeatedly made baseless claims that the election was rigged against him. More people bought raffle tickets on the last day of the carnival than voted for him. 26% in a two-person election must be a sobering kick in the stones. I dissent. I am the MAGA King. Womp womp. Tell your story, Walken. He posted the day after the election. How is this process open and not invitation? A 10-minute conversation with this guy would have let you know that he wasn't fit to run for anything. He's just wasting everybody's time. On November 15th, he posted an image of himself in a Make America Great Again hoodie saying Trump just announced for 2024, I stand with him. I never conceded my House District 14 race. Now researching my options. The way grown men worship this man as grown men themselves puzzles me. This guy was willing to commit murder just for a chance to brown nose Trump should he win the election in 2024. It's not even guaranteed he's going to win the election. Pena has an initial court appearance Wednesday on charges including multiple counts of shooting at a home and shooting from a motor vehicle, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, conspiracy, and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Sheesh. No one was wounded in the drive-by shootings. The New Mexico Republican Party said that if Pena is found guilty, he must be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Next up. Oh, back to Jersey. Newark woman who stole nearly $94,000 worth of Balenciaga bags gets prison time. They make handbags in prison, right? Maybe they'll let her take a couple home as a souvenir. No, that's not how it works. A 34-year-old Newark woman is headed to prison for a role in stealing nearly $94,000 worth of handbags from a luxury store in the Hamptons. Unless you got somebody lined up already that you know can get good money for these bags, you're not going to make anywhere near the amount that you went through the trouble to get these bags. Who's going to pay more than $150, $200 tops on the streets for a stolen Balenciaga bag, even if it's brand new? Basima Davis, Basima. I thought Nightisha was an ethnic name. Basima is straight out of the Proud family. Was sentenced to 2 to 6 years behind bars in Suffolk County Court on Tuesday, January 17th. It followed her guilty plea to criminal possession of stolen property for stealing from the Balenciaga store in East Hampton in March 2022. Maybe she dodged a bullet and part of her plea deal was they didn't hit her with grand theft or grand larceny. Prosecutors said surveillance captured an unidentified woman wearing a pink ski mask and glasses entering the store at around 1:30 p.m. on Thursday, March 3rd, 2022. After browsing around for a short time, she asked an employee to check if they had a shoe in a particular size, the oldest trick in the book. Let's be honest with each other. They took one look at that woman and knew she wasn't there to buy a damn thing. Like antelope, when the lions hit the savannah, they all just somehow know. When the worker went to get the shoes, Davis and three others rushed into the store and grabbed several luxury handbags from the shelves. You didn't see this coming. Prosecutors said all five then fled in a waiting Dodge Durango. Their vehicle was quickly tailed by East Hampton Village Police and later a state trooper who followed them as they sped westbound on the Sunrise Highway before going north on Route 111 in Neville. It's almost like the store associate hit some sort of ethnic panic button. Because them cops were on them right away. At times, the Durango hit speeds of more than 100 miles per hour and drove into oncoming traffic while troopers eventually abandoned the pursuit out of safety concerns. A short time later, a trooper, and this is all over Balenciaga bags. It's not like they hit a bank and got cold hard cash in the back. A short time later, a trooper spotted the vehicle exiting the Long Island Expressway at Wading River Road in Manorville, where three of the suspects ran into a wooded area. According to police, two people remained in the car. At that point, what is a foot chase really gonna get you? Might get you shot under the suspicion that you had a weapon. Davis and three others were eventually arrested, including 25-year-old Wazir Rogers, 26-year-old Jamal Johns, and 28-year-old Ali Harris, all of Newark. Police are still working to identify and locate the unidentified woman. Davis also pleaded guilty to seventh-degree criminal possession of a controlled substance. What the hell is seventh degree? Did she have marijuana smoke in her mouth? A seed in her pocket? Rogers, Johns, and Harris each pleaded guilty to grand larceny. I knew grand larceny or grand theft was on the table somewhere, and criminal possession of stolen property, Rogers and Harris were sentenced to 3 to 9 years behind bars, while Johns got 3.5 to 7 years. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.